can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And I just rolled out of bed, literally, just a few minutes ago because I had to take a nap today, being that I was up at 5 o'clock, 5:15 this morning, which is fairly unusual for me. Normally, my wake-up time
is... Going fishing?
Normally, my wake-up time is 9 a.m. No, I haven't fished since I was a kid. What a boring thing to do.
Some people love it.
Yeah, I guess they're going to get a little solitude, quiet.
You do it in New Hampshire, you can ice fish.
But for those of you who are watching on the webcam, you'll see the reason why I was up at 5:15 in the morning. Rich Paul is back with us, and he's standing in the studio now. I haven't scheduled a time yet to bring him on the air, but at some point I would like for Rich Paul to sit in with us and say hello to our listening audience, because we have been for several months now hearing from him via jail phone. And if you don't mind, Mark, yeah, it'd be great to – do you have a moment, Rich? You want to sit in real quick? So Rich Paul is joining us here, and he just literally – I mean – 13 hours ago, got out of the cage, got out of the government facility that had been holding him against his will for the last, 9 months? Rich, welcome to Free Talk Live.
8 months.
8 months.
Yep, 240 days.
You were sentenced back in April. I don't remember which day it was.
April 18th.
And the sentence was a full year in a jail cell because you were facing 100 years, actually, on marijuana sales charges.
Yes. Yeah, if I'd completely maxed out, it would have been 100 years and done everything consecutive. I mean, that's a theoretical maximum, so it wasn't very likely. But, it could have been a lot worse.
Thankfully, that didn't happen. By the way, Marcus joining me here in studio tonight. So welcome back. It's great to have you outside of the cage. Unfortunately, you are on probation for what is expected to be 3 years at this point.
Yes.
Right? You went to the probation office today, and there's going to be a more lengthy meeting with them, I guess, on Friday. So that's when we're going to find out more about whatever the terms might be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the typical terms of probation include you can't drink, which seems ridiculous to me. There are other terms, no marijuana probably is going to be one of them. Hopefully not. Maybe, maybe the probation office will be progressive and look at the changing tides in the world of marijuana with Washington and Colorado legalizing it completely. Marcus has a story tonight about Uruguay apparently going ahead and legalizing it to the point of the government's actually going to be selling it there. And
God, go from one bad place to another bad place.
So the times, they are a-changing on this issue, whether that means those changes will reach the New Hampshire probationary system in time for your meeting is another question, and I guess we'll find that out.
Yeah, and, the bottom line is they'll almost certainly drug test me.
That's pretty typical, yeah.
Which, yeah, that's especially when you have a drug charge. If I had broken into something, they wouldn't automatically drug test me.
Hmm.
But
you mean if you'd actually hurt somebody?
Yeah, if I'd actually harmed somebody, then that would be a different thing, like breaking and entering or robbery or whatever. Unless I either used drugs as an excuse, said, "Oh, I'm an addict," and threw myself on the mercy of the court.
So one of the things that, of course, has been difficult for you is you suffer from depression. I didn't know this about you until you went to jail and then you revealed that information, I believe, via blog post or maybe on the radio. I'm not sure where I picked it up.
Well, and the thing is, I wasn't really aware that it was medicinal until I went to jail and was deprived of it for the first time. And all of a sudden, the suicidal feelings that I had been feeling ever since my girl had died resurfaced.
Oh, my.
And that was after they had been gone for several years, and I realized that I had been self-medicating for depression, and I didn't even really know it. So that's, I mean, I was aware of it to some extent, but I didn't realize how much different it had made.
Finding yourself in jail had to be just the worst place to learn that for yourself, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you can't, they'll give you pharmaceutical antidepressants in jail, some of them, but those things scare the hell out of me.
Did you take any of those in there?
I did not. There were several times when I talked to the psychiatrist, and we always left it at, if it gets any worse, I will try something pharmaceutical, but every time it was like, I'd rather take the pain than take the pharmaceutical, because the pharmaceutical scares the hell out of me. You know, my first sponsor in AA was not suicidal until he took Prozac. And after a couple months on Prozac, he killed himself.
Gosh.
So I don't, I fear pharmaceuticals way more than I fear pot.
For sure. Yeah, I've seen some real significant effects on people's lives as well from that.
Yeah.
So you're out. You've got some plans afoot to maybe get some work, and there's different options for you. You may stay in New Hampshire. You may move to a better medical marijuana state. There are, this year, as you know, medical marijuana did pass the state house, the Senate, and the governor finally signed it in New Hampshire after many, many years of effort by activists here. Unfortunately, the medical marijuana plan here is very weak. It's pathetic, actually. And so I guess that's not really satisfying to you.
Yeah, well, I am delighted that it's there
it's
for
something.
People with physical ailments because, you know, I watched my girl die of cancer without the benefit of medical marijuana. And I think if she had had the benefit of medical marijuana, she might have lived. She might not, because basically she starved to death during chemotherapy. And I know for certain that she would have had more comfort, and she could have used fewer opiates during her long year and a half battle with this disease. And, you know, the idea that you can take, you know, oxycodone for pain, but you can't take marijuana for pain is just ludicrous to me.
Yeah, it's really absurd, and it's terrible that, you know, these government people just want to get in the way of sick people healing themselves, right? Like my father, he died of cancer, and while he was getting treatment through the VA, because he was a veteran, and you know, at one point he wanted to get the I think it's called Marinol, it's basically like the
synthetic THC.
Right.
Pill form.
Sure. And they said, well, you know, we have to prescribe this thing to you first, right? This one. And so he said, oh, okay. And they said, if that doesn't work, then we can give you the. So, you know, he played the game, and he, you know, he didn't even take that pill. He just went back the next time and said, yeah, that one didn't work for me. I felt terrible. So they said, okay. And then they gave him the Marinol. And that's what he did, you know, because he was, you know, he didn't like, you know, a lot of drugs that the doctors gave out either. He wanted to be more in control, just the way you want to be more in control of the medicine that you take.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, until they come up with a way that the legislators who make medical decisions for people in ignorance pay the consequences for those decisions, then it needs to be, I mean, every decision should be made by the person who will pay the consequences for that decision.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in a moment. I don't know how much time we can get with you tonight, Rich, but I feel like there's a little bit more to talk about, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I can stick around.
All right, great. We're going to come back with more with Rich Paul. If you've got any questions for him, now would be a good time. 855-453, whether it's about his, you know, his issue, politics, his activism, the time in jail. I'm sure you got some jail stories. More coming up here in a moment. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here by dialing in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Mark is here. He just graciously stepped away from his microphone so we could have Rich Paul sit in with us for an indeterminate period of time. And I don't know, Mark, would you mind hooting out that Rich is in our guest chair right now and invite folks to call in if they have any questions for him? Because he's a unique character. I mean, there just aren't very many activists who are as entertaining as you, Rich. You've got a great sense of humor and who are also as brave as you are, because you literally faced down 100 years in prison to take a principled stand. We didn't really focus on
the story too much in the last segment, but to take a principled stand to attempt to end the war on drugs. You were firing a shot, a peaceful shot, in the direction of the state by refusing to take the plea deal when they came after you with what was, I think, 4 marijuana sales charges plus a purported LSD sale charge. You didn't actually sell LSD, but they claimed that you said that you were selling LSD, and anyway, it was a mess.
Without my ever saying LSD.
Right, they convicted you on that. And they got their convictions from this jury, but you did your damnedest to try to stop that from happening, and so did some of the activists on the outside as well. We had a real robust jury nullification outreach project to inform these jurors. Your attorney during the case informed the jurors crystal clear what jury nullification was. The words nullification, I believe, were actually used in court. Here in New Hampshire, there's something very special, a law on the books that's very unique. It's the only state that I know of that has this, and it's because of Free State Project participants is the reason why it exists. It's the jury nullification law that actually enshrines the right to jury nullification. In most courtrooms in America, if you use the term jury nullification, you might get a contempt of court charge. You might get the case thrown out.
So what jury nullification is, for people that don't know, is that when you're on a jury, you don't have to just say that somebody is guilty if they have broken the law. You can actually judge the law itself. So if somebody is been caught, you know, smoking marijuana, and that's the charge, whatever that charge would be called, you might think that that's fine for people to smoke marijuana, that the law is bad. So you could vote as a juror not guilty based on your opinion on the law.
Even if all of the facts in the case showed crystal clear that the person was smoking marijuana.
Right, you can actually...
Including his own admission.
Yes. You know.
Right, so that's what jury nullification is. And in many places, because I've talked to people that go to court, the judge will specifically say the opposite of that, you know, many times. The judge will say, you absolutely are here just to, you know, don't make any choices for yourself. You just listen to what we tell you to do and do that. You know, don't, you know, if they're guilty by the law, then you must say that the person is guilty. That's often what the judges do. But in New Hampshire... You are legally allowed to bring up jury nullification.
Now, this judge in this case could have been a lot worse in that obviously he could have sentenced you to years and years and years in prison and only sentenced you to 1 year, but it was not cool when he gave the jury instructions.
True. Now, let me say that there is one other way in which this judge was good. And with respect to jury nullification, which is one of the things that I had instructed my attorney to do, is ask some questions that were relevant only because they could lead a jury to nullify. And the idea was to get it on the record that jury nullification makes things relevant that would not have been relevant without it, and therefore allows more latitude in questioning. And I had her all instructed that the prosecution's going to object and the judge is going to rule against us and we need to object to that ruling to appeal it. And I heard the conference where the prosecution said a question was irrelevant, and without any prompting from us, Judge Kissinger said that goes to nullification. So we did gain something huge from that law, besides the ability to talk about it, which is it brought the justice of the law into relevance for questioning. But what the judge took away from us is basically the prosecution said you can nullify, the defense said you can nullify,
and
the judge gave instructions that made it sound like you could not nullify.
He kept saying something to the effect of, you must judge the law as I instruct you, and kept really focusing on me. I am the judge here. I'm sitting up really high, and I'm in charge, and you'll do as I say, even though, you could nullify if you want. I mean, that was kind of the gist of the jury instructions. He barely even acknowledged jury nullification in his jury instructions.
Right, and that's... that's our biggest appealable issue.
And you are appealing this case. You did have a successful fundraiser, and I believe actually the fundraiser is still open, so if anybody wants to contribute to it, they can go to richpaul.freetalklive.com, and it'll come up with a GoFundMe page that our former co-host JJ set up and has been administering. But the money was raised to hire the appeals attorney. That is moving forward, right?
Yes, it is moving forward. We will be probably getting a continuance for our brief, because he's got a child custody, matter that got put before it. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to have to push ours back, which is hopefully going to give us time now that I'm out to get amicus briefs arranged from, maybe NH jury, because the National FIJA wanted to cooperate with us on an amicus brief, but we couldn't seem to get good communication going with their people, and we couldn't get a contract. Yeah, it was a lot of it was, you know, I was trying to orchestrate this thing to some extent, and
from jail
with the ability to call only a couple of people, and I had to pass messages through other people, and that was a huge communications issue.
You know, I touched on the Free State Project earlier. Of course, it's the reason why the three of us are sitting in the studio here tonight, and that we know each other is because of the Free State Project. And it's an idea of bringing 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And those people are coming together to the same geographic destination, and that is New Hampshire. That was the state that was chosen by the first 5,000 Free State Project participants, and now we have over 15,000 signed Free State Project participants. This was a milestone that we reached while you were in a jail cell, Rich, and it's great news because we're now over 75% of the way to our ultimate goal. Now, again, that's 15,000 people who've said they're going to move to New Hampshire. They pledged.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,500 are actually already here. They've been early movers, as the three of us have, to New Hampshire. So we've got thousands more who have yet to come, and the Free State Project has already been called the single greatest threat. Free Staters have been called the single greatest threat to the state by one state representative. So I wear that as a badge of honor and a real compliment to what we've already accomplished here through people like you, Rich, who not only has there been some great legislation and legislative successes and people getting elected, like the jury nullification bill, but then somebody like you who literally put your life on the line. You could have gone to prison for the rest of your life, and thank goodness you didn't. I know there are some people out there who might be wondering, was it worth it? Would you mind sticking around to answer that question?
Not at all.
More with Rich Paul here in a moment. This is one of the toughest questions that I think people were asking me when I was in jail for just a mere 60 days. More coming up here in moments. 855, 453. If you've got a question for Rich Paul, he is here with us tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
But even that occurs if we ram them, actually what's in the electromagnet.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, especially if you have a question for activist Rich Paul. He is with us here this evening, as he has joined us in the past in previous iterations. This time, he's fresh out of 9 months behind a caged window. There aren't really that many bars in the Cheshire County House of Corrections, or the Keene Spiritual Retreat, as some of us in the Keene area like to call it. So we're going to continue with that here in a moment. Also want to remind you about the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can register a free account at schoolsucksproject.com so you can participate in their forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of free archives at schoolsucksproject.com. Tonight in studio, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Rich Paul, of course, joining us on the third microphone. Thanks for taking time. It was totally unplanned. I mean, I'd meant to ask you, hey, let's get him on the air. But like you said, we were both taking a nap all afternoon. We were up really early. You didn't even sleep last night.
No, I didn't sleep at all. I was up reading Terry Goodkind. And I love that author now. I was introduced to him in jail, and he's like the Ayn Rand of fantasy.
Yeah, I know Mark is a big fan of him, and I think he might have done an interview with him in the past. So you were in jail 9 months. It was marijuana sales charges. You could have taken a plea deal right before the trial. They came to you and offered you a zero jail time plea deal. Mm-hmm. Must have been really tempting. You didn't do it.
It was very tempting, and you know, frankly, there was a point at which I would have taken the deal, which is if they had cut it down to a misdemeanor,
then you'd have
then I would have taken it because I wouldn't have lost my right to keep and bear.
Mm.
And
did you offer it? Did you counteroffer that?
I did counteroffer that, and the John Webb was very insistent that he wanted to see me come out of this a felon.
Which is really tragic because, I mean, that was always one of your other forms of activism. You were a marijuana activist, but you were also a gun rights or gun open carry activist. I mean, almost everywhere you went, you were open carrying a revolver.
Yeah, I was pretty famous for that for a while, and I miss it. The thought of never being able to carry a firearm again makes me very sad.
And what would you, I mean, there would have to be some sort of restoration by a governor, right? I mean, that would be the only way that could be restored, correct?
Yeah, so we're pretty much going to have to probably wait for the first Porcupine governor on that, and right. I'm estimating that in maybe 8 to 10 years. So.
Oh, that would be great. I like your timetable, Rich.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I know that there is a pretty good guy who's going to be running on the Republican side, who's a well-known friend of the Free State Project. He's thrown in his hat into the Republican primary this year, George Lambert.
Yeah, George Rock.
Is well-known as somebody who's constantly sitting at the gambling table at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's seems like a pretty good guy to me. I don't know if you could get him to pledge in advance that he would give you a pardon or whatever it would take, but he might.
I wouldn't ask him to, probably, because I don't think that would be the best thing for his campaign. If he gets in, I'll ask him, though.
For sure.
That sounds like a smart move.
No doubt. So there was, one of the big questions I was asked by people, when I was on the inside of the cage and the outside of the cage was it worth it? You know, oh, you're this civil disobedience activist, and here you go. You got 60 days in jail. In my case, I stood in front of a police car, and actually you did the same thing. We both got arrested in that case. But you went to jail for 9 months. It could have been your whole life. You could have literally been sentenced to life in prison for selling a plant. Looking back, now that you have a little bit of perspective on everything, was it worth it?
It was worth it because I had very little choice. You know, I had been out there with a bullhorn telling people don't take the plea deal, you know, and in order to maintain my credibility when I was faced with a case that was in terms of risk beyond anything that I had ever, you know, intentionally touched on, I felt that I had to be true to my word. And, you know, if I'm going to say do this, then I better be ready to do this thing myself. So
I feel the same way.
I would not look at somebody who made a different decision and say you did the wrong thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of it depends. I mean, I was very much in love with somebody when I went to jail, and it's put a lot of stress on the relationship, and it's not clear whether that relationship is going to survive. And you know, that's the hardest thing, you know.
Yeah, I didn't have that going into jail. I didn't have that extra factor. I didn't have a relationship at all. So for me, it was the work that I lost. But ultimately, you know, people handled it, and everything worked, for the most part, worked out. LRN.FM had a lot of dead air, but I also said it was worth it because of similar reasons. You know, that this is important to me, that people don't take the plea deal, and that, to me, the integrity was worth it, you know, to be able to stand behind what I thought was important.
And setting up this appeal was important because, you know, the judge was going to give that instruction. We knew he was going to give that bad instruction. And if I had not gone to court, I never would have been able to appeal that on the basis of that jury instruction. And if we can get a reasonable jury instruction out there and get the Supreme Court to require a reasonable jury instruction, we could get to the point where we're getting nullification in 25% of cases.
That'd be huge.
Now, people who sell drugs are risk takers. And that if it got to the point where it was a lottery and you had a 25% chance of winning, half of them, maybe more than half of them, would go to trial to win that. And if half or three quarters of drug suspects for felonies started going to trial, the system would collapse. They would not be able to file charges anymore because they don't have the district attorneys to try the cases. They don't have the judges to hear the cases.
So another version of the question is, do you or would you have done something differently? Looking back on, you know, the public defender or her performance, what you, you know, the tact you decided to take in court, you decided not to testify, for instance.
I regret that.
Do you? Why?
Yes. Because strategically, I did not offer the jury a compelling reason to acquit me, and I had an opportunity to do that. And I should have taken that opportunity. Also, that would have been the kind of Ayn Rand quote courtroom moment when, you know, Rourke gets up and tells the jury this is why this is important. And that kind of thing has a lot of punch if you're delivering it in front of a jury and you're and you've risked your life to be able to tell that story. And I think it's quite possible that I would have won if I had testified. So I guess the lesson I walked away from it, the big lesson is if you want people to go out on a limb and nullify for you, you need to stand up and give them a coherent reason that they should do that. And that means testify. And if you can't testify, you might want to consider a different strategy. We went into this with the intention that I would testify. And at the last minute, I was talked out of it, and I have to take responsibility. Yeah. It was my call. It was just a bad one.
I felt like the real downside of not testifying was that the jury never got to connect with you. They, you know, to them, from their perspective, you were the guy sitting over in the corner who was accused of selling drugs, and the only words they ever heard from you were on the video recordings of the sales. And so you just kind of looked like, oh, a typical drug dealer. He's in a motel room. He's selling pot to this guy. He's got mushrooms. He's got this and that. And they never got to connect with the real Rich Paul, the very, like I said, great sense of humor, friendly guy who I think that would have made a big difference. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to call with a question for Rich Paul. We're going to get him moving on because I know that there's a lot that I'm sure you'd rather be doing than sitting in the studio. Although we could continue on with this. It certainly is no problem. You're always fun to talk to, Rich. And I appreciate you taking an hour out of your night to sit in and update our listeners on what's been going on, because I know a lot of them have been interested in following the case. A lot of people said they watched the video that I posted this morning of you coming out of the jail to a relatively large amount of people, considering the time of day. It was 6 in the morning when they let you out of the cage, just a few minutes after 6, and I was grateful that they didn't keep us waiting out, you know, for 3 hours in the cold. I figured it'd be one.
It was, what, 21 degrees out there?
No. It was 9 degrees when we got back.
Oh, good Lord.
When we got back. So there were probably close to 10 people that were there waiting for you this morning. I was really pleased with how many people did that. And it's another factor.
I was impressed.
Free State Project is another factor of, you know, bringing people together who love freedom to get active. I mean, there's an activist community here unlike anything else. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Again, toll-free number 855-450-3733. But I do want to let you know about ProXPN. They are the ones bringing you the toll-free lines. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. And as a computer guy, Rich, you're going to really appreciate the product that they're offering. It makes it so that your internet connection is now encrypted, meaning that everything you send out of your computer before it reaches your ISP is encrypted. The internet service provider you have, if you're using ProXPN, the ISP you're using has no idea where you're going. Now, right now, if you don't use ProXPN, then the ISP is probably logging every single website you visit, logging all the search terms that you enter, and keeping those logs for as little as 6 months, maybe as long as 5 years, which means those records are easy to get with any government, you know, court order. So what can you do about that? Go to proxpn.com/FTL, because ProXPN doesn't log your activities online. So that's one reason to switch to ProXPN. There's another reason, which is you can get around web blocks. So, for instance, if you're at a workplace or a school or in another country where there are certain blockages, things you can't see, certain terms for which you cannot search, problem solved. You just install ProXPN, go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get around those blocks. And it also protects your location. The website you're visiting will think you're in different places. You can choose the ProXPN server worldwide with their premium account. So if you wanted to make it look like you're in the Netherlands or Singapore, I think is another one, or Dallas or whatever, you can select your server, and then all the sites you're visiting will think you're in that location. So you protect yourself from snoops, protect yourself from sneaky admins who might want to grab information information from you or somebody who's trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets. It's really a worthwhile service, and you can get it for $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL to sign up for the premium account. Again, you'll save 20% off of the price of that premium plan. And if you buy the annual plan, in that case, you'll get the price down to $5 a month. Or save even more by paying with Bitcoin for the year-long package, and you'll save 33%. ProXPN.com/FTL. Again, ProXPN.com/FTL. As we go to the phones and the fun, we've got Nicole. She's on the line from New York, listening on LRN.FM. Nicole, you're on with Rich Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Hey.
Life is good.
Just wanted to say hi to Rich and welcome back. I wrote via the mail to jail, .com, and I just got a letter from Rich on Monday, so it's nice to hear back, and I'm glad that you're out.
Thanks so much for writing.
Yeah, happy belated birthday as well.
Thank you.
Nicole, did you have a question for Rich? I mean, obviously you've already been in communication with him, but now that you're on the phone.
Oh, it wasn't really a question. I had never talked to him before. I had never met him before. I just read about him online, and then he went to jail, and I decided to write him, like, within the past few weeks, and I just wanted to say hi in person, or over the phone, rather.
Well, thanks, Nicole. It's good to hear your voice.
Makes a big difference.
And, getting letters from people like you really helped out my morale, especially in the last couple of weeks when I got a good burst of records of letters, including yours, and that really boosted my morale, and I was feeling pretty low before that happened. So thank you.
Nicole, thanks for your call tonight. Really appreciate hearing.
Oh, you know what? I got one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm just looking at, right now, I just see an article online that New York might be the third state to legalize marijuana. Have you heard anything
right.
about this?
No, that's news to me. I mean, there are a lot of states that have done pretty serious decriminalization, including Massachusetts and Vermont. So certainly things are going in that direction. We'll take a look around for it, though. And thanks for the heads up, Nicole. Really appreciate your call tonight. And there was a blog post that you made from jail. You'd made a few of them while you were in there.
Mm-hmm.
I personally had hoped that you would do more. I think that had you blogged more, you probably would have gotten more letters from people. But you were pretty despondent about 2 weeks ago. You wrote a letter during the Thanksgiving holiday, and you were basically expressing that you were having a real tough time, struggling with the depression, and you weren't getting as many visits as you might have, you know, maybe liked to have received. And that letter that you put out there, I put it on the blog at Free Keen, of course, where you're now one of the bloggers, and you know, it appears as your account that wrote it. And you know, you'd ask for people to reach out to you, and they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and that really, you know, restored my feeling that, you know, people were aware of what was going on with me. And that's the thing, when you're in jail to make a point, the why
did
he say that?
They already dumped you. Normally we hang up on everybody that says things like that, but we're going to give you an exception.
Okay.
So without using the S-bomb, what were you going to say there?
You really don't want to think that you're doing this and nobody's listening. And so when you get something out and like a blog post and you get a really good response to it, that's a big help.
Were people telling you that you inspired them?
Yeah, I did get that, in a number of letters. And
were people inspired to move to New Hampshire by you?
I think some were, and you know, there were a couple who said I was part of the influence, and that's been the case since Derek J was, I know, one of those people. And there were also people who said, you know, you've made me want to do activism, but I don't want to get arrested. I've got a family.
Sure.
And so a big thing was being able to reach back out to them and say, if you don't want to get arrested and you want to do activism, then donate to one of the organizations, donate to, you know, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, which is helping to fund my appeal.
They did, yeah.
Or reach out to a prisoner. That's activism, and it won't get you arrested most of the time.
Right.
You know, there's 1,000 things that people can do. Not everybody has to get arrested to do activism.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them that can be done more effectively here in New Hampshire because you're around other people who are also doing a variety of activism as well. There does seem to be a misconception that if you, you know, if you're an activist, you're going to get arrested, especially in New Hampshire. And I think that's because the sizzle, you know, the sexy stories, the ones that are newsworthy are the ones where there's a threat of, you know, the state putting somebody in a cage. That's just more interesting for the news to cover than, say, you know, going to the state house and testifying, which you and I have both done. I mean, we've both gone to jail, but we've also both done, you know, politics. You tried to run for mayor from the inside of the jail cell.
Sadly, I won't be able to run for mayor until I get off probation, but I'll be back on that issue.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to it, and I'm glad that that you're out. What's next for you, Rich? I mean, besides obviously going and checking in with the probation department and finding out just how invaded or invasive the state will be in your personal life for the next 3 years, what else
do you
have planned?
It's time for me to find one of those forms of activism that won't get you arrested because civil disobedience and probation aren't very compatible, and I really don't, you know, behind this probation is 10 to 20 years in prison if I violate, so I really don't want any part of that. So I need to find a straight job, and that's probably going to be something like dishwashing at first, but I want to go back to my career, which is as a computer programmer, and you know, it's kind of time for me to have a life now because, you know, I didn't come here to be in jail. I came here to be free, and, you know, I was happy to have the opportunity to do some work, and I think I did some good work, but I'm done for a while. I'm tired.
Yeah,
and
everybody
I need a rest
gets to that point. Everybody gets to that point in the activism world. So thank you for taking time out tonight to come back on Free Talk Live. And of course, you know, we're happy to have you back in the future. Hopefully, you know, I've got my fingers crossed that you'll stay closer to New Hampshire than go to Michigan. But obviously, you should do whatever you feel is right in your heart. And I know you'll come back someday either way.
Yeah, I hope to stay in New Hampshire. And if there's any way, I mean, unless they're just gunning for me, That's my real intention, is to stay in New Hampshire.
Appeal's still working its way through the courts. We'll certainly keep our listeners up to date, and you'll keep blogging, hopefully, at freekeen.com. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right, more coming up. Hour 2's next.
Not sure what to get for that special person in your life this holiday season? Look no further. Savory Scents Candles has something for you. Savory Scents aims to please with quality products and service. They even accommodate your special requests. Visit SavoryScentsCandles.com and be sure to check out the exclusive subscription boxes. That's SavoryScentsCandles.com. For 10% off regular orders, use coupon code FTL.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.